This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's bring in Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Nick, is Deron Bland returning for Sunday against Detroit?
It does seem that way, guys. It seems like he's going to be able to get out there for a little bit. Maybe not, you know, as a full-time starter, but they're definitely expecting him to play some snaps, and certainly a good thing for this team. You know, considering what a playmaker he's been last 2 years.
How much do you think the Cowboys secondary has suffered or fared without him?
It's actually, they seem like they've kind of held up okay. I really like, you know, Overwarie. I think he's done a nice job. He shows that he's been here before. You know, he's played before. And I'm sure he would love to play against the Lions. I think he spent a few years there in Detroit. Had a good year, 1 year, 6 interceptions. So he's done a nice job. Been better than Booth, obviously was. But Carson, you know, I thought that they just held up okay. The Saints game was a little rough for everybody on defense. But other than that, I think it's been pretty good. But still, I think what Bland gives you is a playmaker that can actually, you know, get the ball in his hands as well.
We're not going to hold you to this. We're just asking you for your projection. Give me the Cowboys starting offensive and defensive line Sunday.
Offensive line? I still think it's going to be Guyton. I think it'll be across the board, Guyton, and then Tyler Smith, and B.B. Martin, and Terrence Steele. And then on defensive line, oh, man. Osa, can I go there? Osa, let's see.
Yeah.
Lawson, Chauncey Golson's going to fit in there somewhere. And then, you know, Osa and Lawson. And then on the other defensive end, I'm kind of blanking. But I would imagine it's probably going to be Golson and Lawson with Osa in the middle with Linval Joseph and Mazi. Mazi probably over Linval. I don't know. Am I missing somebody there?
So, like, philosophically, you know, moving, maybe Tyler Smith to tackle, right? Taking a strength, removing a strength to
right.
help a weakness. Is that a non-starter for you?
Say that again. Is that a non-starter?
Like, is that something you would even, like,
is
really kind of entertain?
Is it fantasy football nonsense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I personally, like, I'm all about having the five best linemen, and I think with Bass at guard and Tyler Smith at left tackle, I think you had a better lineup. I think we all saw that. They functioned better. The problem is the politics that goes involved there with your first-round pick and a guy that needs to play to get better. The only way he's going to get better is if he plays. And so I just don't think they're going to do that right now at this point in the season. They're going to try to get him to be better. So I think he'll play at left tackle, Tyler Guyton, and Tyler Smith goes back to guard. I think they know now what they can do. I think what it says is T.J. Bass is a much better guard than Austin Richards is as a tackle. I mean, that's what their next five when an injury goes down. But I just don't see them benching Tyler Guyton at this point. I mean, they knew there was going to be some struggles, and there has been, but he's going to have to work his way out of it.
Nick, when you look at – obviously some of this has been based on injury, but when you look at the defense and – Jordan Lewis playing really well and them figuring out, okay, Owuorie over Booth and Overshown getting those reps now that in base were originally going to Damone Clark. Do you think that what we're seeing here and part of the defense playing so well recently has been Zimmer has figured out, all right, who can meet the demands, the football IQ demands of what I ask of a defense?
Yeah. I think he's definitely figured out what, you know, who can do what and where they can line up and maybe simplified some things a little bit. And he's dialed up the pressure at the right times. I thought there was going to be a lot more blitzing, but there really hasn't been. There's been some. I think there's been a good, healthy mix of that. At times he's brought more. I think that these defensive ends, I think it was just solid across the board. You know, it wasn't really spectacular, but they were all solid, and I give them credit. I mean, Tyrus Wheat, I wasn't expecting a lot out of that group of Golston and Wheat and of course and Carl Lawson, but you know, Lawson's done a nice job. I think they're going to put him on the roster if they haven't done that already. He's out of elevation, so they've got to do something with him. You know, I just think it's been a really good job by Zimmer and this defense and the players and the schemes to kind of play within themselves, not overextend, but also it's been good enough right now.
Nick Eatman on the D&M Leasing Hotline from DallasCowboys.com with the Lions coming into town Sunday. How angry and vengeful do you expect them to be after what happened last year?
As angry as Dan Campbell will be, that's what they will be. And they do take on, you know, the attitude of him. And he's still, I saw a quote where he says it's still there. You know, the fury inside of that game is still there. And he said, you know, it's going to be meaningful. There's no doubt about it. And they're going to be, you know, coming off a bye week, so they're going to be ready. They're going to be trying to win this one even more than in any other game, because I do think, you know, that what happened there kind of stings. And if we think there's not going to be a pass to a lineman, I think we're foolish. Okay. Like they're going to throw the ball to the lineman, and they're going to report eligible and all this kind of crap. They're going to do it. But I think they have had 2 weeks to practice stuff like that and practice reporting the right person and quit trying to be cute about it and all that kind of stuff. But they're gonna try to bring it. And I think this is a really bad matchup for the Cowboys based off of just what they bring. I was gonna say this in my last answer about, you know, the defense. Yes, the defense has done a better job, but I think, you know, they've beaten Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones, you know, and then of course last week against Fields. I mean, these aren't your top quarterbacks in the league. And wherever you put Goff in there, you know, I think he deserves to be up in that top, you know, maybe top 10 level, probably for sure. You know, they're going to start facing some of those guys here. So I think that's when we'll find out what this defense looks like.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, it looked like the offense was the downfield passing game, even against Pittsburgh, was starting to click into place a little bit more. The running game got going. It was around 5 weeks into the season last year when the offense started to fall into place. It felt like, why is it, like, if we are seeing the offense kind of coming into form now, why is it these last 2 years that it's taken a month plus for the offense to find its footing?
I don't have an answer for why, but I do think they use analytics to help them. They use analytics to show kind of what teams are doing to them and how they can, you know, how they can be just better playmakers. It took a little bit to get Cooks going. I mean, Cooks, I don't think they were using him in the best way. And maybe the same for Tolbert and Turpin. I mean, they have some speed. They can get down the field, and I think that they just had to do it. I mean, they just have to you know, exploit that a little bit. And kind of, I think the analytics showed them that they were throwing the ball short of the sticks a lot. Teams were sitting on that. And it was, at some point, you're going to have to throw the ball down the field. I do think the evolution of Jake Ferguson's game is also kind of helping with that, you know, because he was banged up early in the season. Now he's kind of coming back to form. And it took him a little bit last year as well to kind of get it rolling. But once we could see that he's a legitimate playmaker, you know, we see it across the league. If you've got a stud tight end, that changes everything on what teams can do. And I think the Cowboys have opened things up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
More because of Ferguson. So last year, it took him a little bit of time. This year, he was injured, and now he's kind of back into form as well.
Has Jalen Tolbert finally come into form as the guy they thought he could be? Or do you think, hey, still a little too early to say that? That may have just been a defense trying to take CD away.
Yeah, I think we're still going to need to see him do it more and more. And I don't know what they thought he could be. I mean, he was a third-round pick. And I always kind of thought he was the next Gallup, you know, and Gallup was the number two for a little bit, and then, but always really better as a three. So I kind of wonder where they see Tolbert there. Was that, I mean, yeah, you would love for him to be a two and maybe even better than that at times, but, and he was the one, you know, at the end of the game the other day, but I think that they want him to just be a steady playmaker and get down the field, but also.
Oh man!
Oh no!
What was that?
Jalen Tolbert didn't like the answer.
Cut
his phone off.
Bluetooth.
Boom. Yeah, it sounded like a doo-doom. Just like a critical stop on Windows or something.
So that's a dead noise.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah,
that's a power off.
Yeah,
that's a power down. Look, we didn't talk about Deron Bland. Pepe, it's all right. We don't have enough time. Tell him thank you anyway. But Deron Bland, we didn't talk about that earlier in the show with a possible return.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, the fact and Jerry had made it sound like, nope, probably not this week. But, you know, if they can get anything out of him just a little bit, as long as you're not rushing something back, as long as this is within the timeline of he's healthy and it'll just help to knock off some rust before then going and sitting into a bye, totally cool with that. And it may just be a thing where he gets, like Nick was talking about, maybe 10, 15 snaps, just something to kind of get his feet wet again.
I mean, they do have weapons, Detroit. And Jameson Williams is a problem when he gets into space.
I was looking this up. EPA, total EPA on pass targets this year. You talk about guys stepping up. Jordan Lewis is fourth in the NFL right now.
Oh, wow.
That he has created negative EPA, which is a per-play efficiency number. He is fourth in the NFL. Now, one of the problems, Kirby Joseph in the Lions secondary, who you're going up against this week, he's second in the NFL. The passer rating allowed against him in 177 coverage snaps is zero. He has a zero passer rating
against. Well, I mean, Seattle threw up a lot of yards last week.
Not against Kirby Joseph,
but
though.
Not against Kirby, but against the secondary. And Jordan Lewis, if I remember right, did have an interception in that Lions game last year.
Where's Kirby Joseph from? What's his deal?
Illinois. He was actually a friend of the nosebleed seats. The nosebleeds interviewed him at night years ago while he was still in college.
Let's crosstalk with the fellas. It's the K&C Masterpiece next with Sean, RJ, and Roberto, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.